Auckland Council's use of compliance wardens with no legal powers to deal with antisocial behaviour is a potentially dangerous, slippery slope, according to a former top cop. Mayor Wayne Brown's approved funding for a dozen compliance wardens who will do regular regional patrols between 7am and 5pm, 7 days a week, until the end of June. He says the wardens will fill the gaps in safety across the city, including on public transport networks, and deal with antisocial behaviour. Joining us now is former police inspector and negotiator Lance Burdett. Kia ora, Lance. Why do you think this is a bad idea?
Kia ora. Well, I don't think it's a bad idea. At least somebody's taken initiative, Lisa. I just think that it's putting those people at risk. That's my concern. They have no powers. They're going to be out in the early hours of the morning, and we know that most problems, and particularly, you know, risk of violence, is happens between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. and that's when these people are going to be out there. There's only going to be a few of them. They would be great as intelligence gatherers, but putting them out there, and if they're going to start stopping people without powers, they'll be very much like security officers. Now, you've seen what happened with them in supermarkets, etc. They're not allowed to place a hand on anybody, and some of them are being assaulted, putting themselves at risk. And really, there's only one organisation that should be dealing with violence in the community, and that's the police.
Then why aren't they? Why is there a need for them?
Well,
these compliance officers.
There is a need, absolutely there's a need. And, you know, congratulations to Mayor Brown for doing something about it. He's seen what's going on. But there's something called authorised officers in the police. Now, police, previously we had community-orientated policing where communities were involved. We had community cops. We had community hubs. They've all been closed down and shut down. That's where policing needs to go back to, being back in the community. There's something called authorised officers. They have them in police stations at the moment. They're used to look after prisoners. Surely that could be extended to and get some of them out and about on the streets.
So do you sort of feel like the police are subcontracting out in some way, even if they're not the ones doing it, just because they don't have the resources? Someone else is hiring other people to do their job.
Well, I think that's what's happening. There's a huge need there. You've got Auckland Transport transport officers that are out and about on trains and buses, etc., doing the best they can as well, and they're doing a great job, might I say. But we also have Auckland ambassadors that are around about in the streets, and now we're just adding another layer of people at risk, particularly those that are going to step up and say, you know, that you know it's a no alcohol area, can you tip out your alcohol? That's really putting people at risk, that unless they've got a high degree of training, then, but even so, they've got no powers.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You teach people in de-escalation, don't you, Lance? So I'm wondering why you think these wardens wouldn't be able to exercise some of that training and do a good job.
If alcohol's involved, a lot of what happens turns to violence. If alcohol or drugs are involved, you can de-escalate people who are in, who haven't been affected by alcohol or drugs. If they have been, then it's very, very difficult. You still can, and it should be tried, but it has to be done in a particular way from a distance. Not standing in front of them, off to the side, working in pairs, not two standing together, one slightly off to the other side. There's quite a technique that's involved in that de-escalation. But again, I say, two people out alone, well, there'll be two people. What are they going to do when they do see something? If they're going to be eyes and ears, that's fantastic, as long as they've got a direct link through to the police. And that's what the Māori wardens and also the community patrols have. They have that direct link. Surely we could extend that if that's what the way that we should be going.
So, Lance, do you fear that these people will be expected to take more responsibility than they're trained to, and thus put themselves at risk?
Well, that happens in most organisations. We have something called operational creep, where we just start to do more and more and more and more as expected of them. And then when something happens, it's re-evaluated. You know, you've got to have trained people doing this, and highly trained.
Thanks very much for your time. That is Lance Burdett, former police inspector and negotiator.